We are on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, the middle of the sugya of Dayai. We had a machlokes between Rav Tarfon and the Chachamim if the Mida of Dayai was said in all cases, or the Mida of Dayai was only said when Legnitzrech Kal Vachema. That means the Kal Vachema is teaching us something. And then there are other protim, then we say Dayai. But if whatever the Kal Vachema, if we will say Dayai, we cannot use the Kal Vachema at all. The Kal Vachema is not being machadish any halachis. Then we will not say Dayai to shlug up the Kal Vachema. Now we're in the middle of the Amid. Amale Rav Papa Labaye. V'hai Tane D'lei Dorish Dayai. He doesn't hold of the halacha of Dayai. V'af Al Gav D'lei Mifrech Kal Vachema. That means, even though the Kal Vachema is teaching me something, so l'chere I should use the Midah of Dayai, afalpikein he doesn't hold the chlal of the Midah of Dayai. The Sanya, we learned a baraisa, keri bizov minayim. Now, the halacha is that the tipa of zivir is metame b'masa, b'mage u'b'masa. A tipa of shichvas zera by a normal person is metame b'mage. And the Gemara wants to learn out, the Baraisa wants to learn out that the shichvas zera of a zov should be equivalent to all the mayones of a zov. For example, the reik of azov, the saliva of azov, so the din is that the saliva is metame bimage ubemase. So the Gemara wants to learn out, just like the saliva of azov is metame bimage ubemase, who adin the shichva zera of azov should also be metame bimage ubemase. There should be more chomel than all the time shichva zera of a person who's not a zov. There the din is, it's only metame b'mage. So now let us see the baraisa. The sign here, we learned in the baraisa as follows. Keri bizov minayim. How do we know that the shichva zera of a zov is metame b'mage u'b'mase? Similar to the reik of azov, similar to the saliva of azov, which is also metame b'mago b'mas. So the Baraisa says, v'dinu al meka kal v'chayma. What's the kal v'chayma? Ma toher b'toher. Let's learn out from saliva. Saliva by an odom toher is toher. But the saliva, the reik of azov is tamei, and it's metame to mesmasim. So we see something which is toir by tohirim. But by azov, it is tamei, the mayones of azov are tamei. It's tamei b'toir, shichvazera. That is tomei b'toyer. That means a toyer sees shichva zera. So the type of shichva zera is metame b'mage. It is more chomo than the roik of a toyer. It's metame b'mage. Einei din sheyei tomei b'tomei. So avada givis the shichva zera of a zov should be metame. If the reik of azov is metame, b'mago b'mase, so avad the givis the shichva zera of azov which is more chomer than the roik, shezicha b'metame b'maga b'mase, v'komaisi lo bein l'maga bein l'masa. And the Kalva Chaimah teaches me, so we have a Kalva Chaimah Shichva Zera from Roik, Madach Roik Azov is Metame B'Maga B'Masa, so Shichva Zera of Azov should also be Metame B'Maga B'Masa. V'amai, Neime Ahani Kalva Chaimah, L'Maga Ahani Dayoi Lafuki Masa. Now, we are learning out Shichva Zera from Azov, from Shichva Zera from a Torah. And that's how the Kalva Chaimah is going. The Kalva Chaimah starts off by saying, Madoch Roik, that's Torah by a Torah, is Tomei by Azov. So Shichva Zera, which is Tomei by a Torah, and what is the Tumeh? A Tumeh of Magah. The Shichva Zera is a Tumeh of Magah. So Avadi Givis, it should be Tomei by Azov, and we jump, it should be Tomei b'Magah u'b'Maseh. So the Saif Din, we are learning Shichva Zera by Azov from Shichva Zera by Atoyah. And we are saying that the Shichva Zera of Azov is Metami b'Maseh, a Kalva Chaimah from the Shichva Zera of Atoyah, which is only Mitama B'maga. Let us say Dayoi. Let us say Dayoi. V'chi teime. L'maga lo yitzterich kal v'chayma. Maybe we'll say that this Barais is going according to Rab Talfi. For a maga, we don't need a kal v'chayma. You're saying let us say Dayoi. We're learning out Shichva Zera from Azov. From Shichva Zera, from a Toyer, and we'll say Dayoi. So we'll say, listen, if you want to end up that Shichva Zera by Azov will only be Mitame B'Mage, so then I don't need a Kalva Chaimah for that, because the Torah says Shichva Zera is Mitame. It's no difference by a Toyer, by a Tomei. So, Tuma Shichva Zera B'Maga, I know without a Kalva Chaimah. So, if the Kalva Chaimah, if I'll say Dayoi, so it'll be Mifrich Kalva Chaimah. Therefore, I have to say that the Hani Kalva Chaimah, that Shichva Zera by Azov Shimi Metame B'Masa. V'chiteime L'Maga Loi Itzterich Kalva Chaimah, the Loi Gora Migavra Toyah. So you don't need a Kalva Chaimah to tell me Shichva Zera of Azov is Metame B'Maga. What is it different than any other Shichva Zera from a Gavra Toyah? So the Gemara says, Itzrech, no, I got news for you. You need a limud that Shichva Zera of Azov is Tome. Sal Kedai Tachamine, Mikra Ilayloksi, Mi Shekiruyai Goyrem Loi, Yotza ze she ein kiruya igoyram loy ala dover acha goram loy. Now, I think the drash of the Gemara is based as follows. The posik says as follows. Ish asha lo yiyya toher mikre loy lo. So the way the Gemara brings down the drash, I don't see anything. What's the Misha Kiruye Goyram Loi Yotzo Zov the Dovaracha Goram Loi? We're not talking about Tumentare. That means if the Gemara is basing the drash on the beginning of the Posik, then I understand the drash very well. The beginning of the posig is Ish asher lo yiye toyer mikrei loylo. So the Gemara is darshening, if the loy toyer is because of mikrei loylo, so then the Shichva Zera is metame. But if there's another reason why he's loy toyer, he's azov already, then there's no tum of mikrei loylo. I think Mishi keruye goyrem loy is, I don't understand what, how the drash works in Ganzen. I think the drash would work. I mean, it's also keruye goyrem loy, the tumaskari. But I think the drash is from the beginning of the pasuk, even though the Gemara doesn't bring it, that that's how the drash goes. If the loyye toyer is because of mikre loylo, so then the sheikh vazer is metame. But if he's already loyye toyer because of zive, then the Shikva Zera is not metame. So therefore, so without the Kal V'chomer, I don't even know that Shikva Zera is metame b'magah by Azov. Because the Pasuk says, if lo yiyeh toir mikre loyla, if the whole itare is from mikre loyla, so then the Shikva Zera is tame. But Azov, the itare is because of Ziva. So then the Sheikh Vazer is not Metame. So I need the Kal V'chomer Legufe to tell me that the Sheikh Vazer is Metame B'Maga by Azov. So if you look according to Rav Talfin, you can't learn out more than this, that Sheikh Vazer should only be Metame B'Maga. Now, Agavuche, the Teferi Shmuel asks Akasha, he asks, the way the Gemara is saying now, we have a miut, that if the Shikva Zer is Goyram de Tume, so then Shikva Zer is Metame. But if he's Tome from before, then the Shikva Zer is not Metame. So I have a miut, the Shikva Zer of Azov is not Metame. How can I have a Kal V'chomer to tell me that the Shikva Zer of Azov is Metame? If the Gemara now was Mechadish Amir, like we had before Gemara, the Gemara had said before, that Meir said a Kal V'chomer, that, if Richik Negi Chosov Chayev, Kirev Negi Chosov, Loi Kolshke. So the Gemara said, that if Richik is Chayev, is Kirev Loi Kolshke. So the Gemara said, Oye, Bezoi, I have a Kashe, by Azov is Metame Biyomim, and not Metame Beriz. What says there's a pasuk finished. I have a Kal V'chomer, but the pasuk says that by Azove she's only metame berich and cannot pick her. If you have a pasuk, you can't say a Kal V'chomer. So, fact that Teferi Shmuel, if the Gemara held now there's a miut in the pasuk that Sheikh Vezer is only metame by a toyer, not by a tome, is finished. So, how can you make a Kal V'chomer to begin with? Al Kaponim, but that was the. This is the Bashar Hashem. The Gemara wants to say now that without the Kal V'chomer, I wouldn't even know the Sheikh Vezera Vazov is Metame B'Maga. So, Memela, I need the Kal V'chomer for Maga. So, let us say Daya Yamas. So, the Gemara says Midi V'Loida V'Racha Ksiv. So the Gemara says this whole drash that he said me shekiruye goyrim loy yotze zesh enkiruye goyrim loy or dovaracha goyrim loy. Where do you see this drash? There's no such drash. So the davoini, I don't understand me kore mikosova lepseif mikosova. Before the Gemara held there is a drash. Now the Gemara held there's no drash. About al koponim. Let us, so now we're up to as follows. So the Gemara says there's no such drash. If there is no such drash, so then Sheikh Vezera is metame b'maga by Azov without a Kal V'chomer. Sheikh Vezera knows metame b'maga. So memele, if I'm going to say dayoy, it'll only be metame b'maga, so it's ifrich Kal V'chomer. Therefore, the Tanis says it's metame b'maseh. So memele, the Gemara is saying, so the shakla of the time, the Gemara is as follows. Before the Gemara held, It's lo yifrich kal v'chaim. I need the kal v'chaim to tell me that shich v'zeres metama b'magabai azot. So the Gemara says, so this is a Tana who b'chlal doesn't hold the midah of daye. That's very difficult to understand. It's a posit. So the Gemara says, no, this Tana is like Rav Talfin. But shich v'zera v'zov das metama b'maga, I know without the kal v'chaim. Now I have a midah of a kal v'chaim, so the kal v'chaim has to teach me more than I know before else it's ifrich kal v'chaim. So that is why here we don't say dayoy and shich v'zera of a zov is metama b'masa. Let us see Rashi. Keri bezov minayim. Kiruyoy shel zov minayim. The keri of a zov minayim shtei hatipo metamei b'maga u'b'masa ketipo shel zov. How do we know that a tipo of keri is metame b'maga b'masa like a tipo shel zov, which is also metame b'maga b'masa? The kaim balon b'meseches nide shemetamei b'masa, that the tipo of zov is metame b'masa. And so how do I know that a tipa of keri is also matama b'masa? Now Rashi explains, so we're talking about there's a tipa of zoiv, and there's a tipa of keri. Now what is the difference between these two tipas? Why is this called keri and this called zivet? So Rashi says, v'keri loidomi lezoiv. Keri is not doime to zivet. Kidioma bepeirik benois kusim. Zoiv doime, zive is doime leloiven beya hamuzeres. Keri doime leloiven beya sheena muzeres. Now, a beya hamuzeres is as follows. A beya hamuzeres, Rashi says in Chulin, is if you had an unfertilized egg, and the chicken sat on it. Now, the heat of the body of the chicken that penetrates the egg, it's an unfertilized egg, so between you and me, it doesn't enhance the egg, it's mekalkel the egg. So the white of the egg that was sat on becomes runny. That means it doesn't lose, like this, normally, a white of an egg has a consistency. It's thickish and it's kosher. But it's not runny. The white of an egg that was sat on and will not become an afroyach, that white becomes kalya and it's a very runny, substance. So memela, that's what Chazal tell us that the difference between zive and shichvazera is kosher, there's a thicker consistency, and zive is runny, it's a very loose consistency. So that is the difference between zive and shichvazera. Now, so Rashi weiter, umaroik naeva kalvachim, salive, shuhu toher ba'odam toher. An Adam toyer, his saliva is toyer. Have it tomei, you metame b'masa, but Adam tomei, ki goin zov, ki dechsiv, v'chi yorek hazoiv bitoher. Now, yorek hazov bitoher, chazal darshan, v'mashme b'me shebiyad hatoher. Doesn't say v'chi yorek hazov al hatoher. It says, "Chiyorik hazov bitoyer." So Chazal darshin al ma shebiyat hatoyer. So that means as follows: that let us say a toyer is holding an apple, and a zov spits on the apple. So the toyer is now carrying the zov. That's called tumas masa of roik. That's called Tumas Masa of Roik. The Torah is carrying the Roik of the Zov. Riyorek HaZov B'Toyer, the Mashme Meshe B'Yada Toyer, Kedishini Mesechus Nide, the Hainu Masa, Uchsiv V'Kibes B'Godov. So the Toyer, who was Noisei, the Roik of the Zov, he didn't touch it, he's carrying it. So there's two chumres. Chumre number one is that he's Tomei even though he didn't touch it. That's Tumas Masa. And chumre number two is there's a Tumas Begodim. Not only is he Tomei, his Begodim also become Tomei. Now he becomes Arishin Letume and the Begodim also become Arishin Letume. Tumas Begodim does not mean he's Metamei the Begodim, because Begodim will not become a Sheni Letume. There's a Tume that spontaneously he and his Begodim become Arishin Letume. So this is the Chaymer of Tumas Masa. Fine. Ursi V'Kibis Begodov. That is by Roik. The Roik that is Toyer B'Toyer is Tomei B'Tomei. Keri She'Tomei B'Toyer HaTipo Metame B'Mage. How do we know that the Tipe is Metame B'Mage? Tersiv V'Chol Beged V'Chol Oyer Asheyiya Olov Shichva Zera. So it says the Shichva Zera, which is an Ovatume, is metamei the beged, is metamei the beged. So we see that the tipa alone is metamei. Va'odom nami metamei b'mage. If a person will touch the tipa, he also becomes tamei. Kidersiv oy isha shateitzi mimenu shichve zera. Now the pashtei, the cross, not speaking about maga b'shichve zera. The yitziyah of Shichva Zera from the Odom alone, that's a Maga base Hastorim, that's not Metame. But we darshim and darshinim and mesechas nide beperk yaitzei doifen minayin larabis es hanegeya b'shichva Zera tamad loima oi ish. Oi is a riboy and it's coming to be marba nish that's negeya b'shichva Zera ein edin sheyei tomei b'zov. So that was the Kal V'Chaimah. I'm learning out Bekitzer, Akal V'Chaimer, Shichva Zera from Roik. Just like Roik HaZov is Metame B'Masa, Shichva Zera HaZov should also be Metame B'Masa. The Kamai Silo, Bein Lemaga, Bein Lemasa, Ki Roik. So the Gemara asks, Va'amai, Neima Kal V'Chaimer. Let us say the Kal V'Chaimer, I see Maga. The Kal V'Chaimer will teach me that the Shichva Zera V'Zov is Metame B'Mage. V'Daya Yapik Masa, and Daya will say, but not Masa. We're learning out Shichva Zera V'Zov from Shichva Zera of a Toyer. So just like the Shichva Zera of a Toyer is Metame only B'Mage, so the Shichva Zera of a Zov should also only be Metame B'Mage als the Mida of Daya. The carry shall toir ain't a metame b'masa. So the Gemara says, midi davarach eksiv, loy davarach eksiv would be better, mikralay leksiv, bein betomei, bein betoir mashme. Hilkach lemaga loy itzterech kro. That is this Gemara so far. So the Baal we're up to, that this Tane is reptalfen. And he holds that if you'll say Dayoi and you'll only say that Shichva Zera of a Zovu Metame B'Mage, so Zifrich Kal V'Chaimer, so therefore you don't say Dayoi. Now there's a Mordeke Toisvis here, let us see Toisvis. Midi Dover Achar Ksiv. Teime, Frek Toisvis. The name of Dahani Kal V'Chaimer, you're 100% right. That is, if According to Rab Tarfon, the Kalvachayma has to teach us something. If I only end up by knowing what I knew without the Kalvachayma, and you don't say Dayek. But the minute the Kalvachayma will teach something, so now that Kalvachayma taught me something, on the rest of the Limudim, I want to be Ma'abal say Dayek. Tractatus Amir de Kekashe. Tema. The name of the Hani Kalvachayma Lemaga Umasa. You're right. The Kalvachayma tells me that the Shechvezera of Azov is Metame Bemasa also. But Letume Gufe, for the Tumah of his Guf. That means someone will touch, someone will carry the Shechvezera of Azov, he'll become Tome. I learn how to Kalvachayma. If Lake is Metame B'Masa, even though he didn't touch it, Shechvezera is also Metame B'Masa. Of a Vahani Daya, but to go all the way to say, oh, now Shechvezera is like Roik. We mentioned in Roik there are two Chumres. There's one Chumres Metame B'Masa, even though I didn't touch it. And there's another chumah that begodim are also tome. Now, the midah of dayer of tafen also holds. He can't be yivchah kavochayma. So we'll split the hair. We'll say the kavochayma teaches me this tumis masa by shechvezarei shel zov, and dayer will tell me that's latame gufay, not latame begodim. And who said, maybe that's true? So they says, no, it's not true. Bereish Meseches Kalim, Besayv Meseches Zov, Imashme, the Shechvezer, Eshel Zov, Metam Odom, Letame Begodim, that the Begodim are also Tome. So now I have a Merdi Kekashe, so let us say, Daye, Antum is Begodim. Vechiteime Loishayach Daye Lechalek Betume, Shaloim motzinu shum dovor shemetame b'mase shleyetame odom letame begodim. That means, so Tosis wants to say as follows, that if I would say, all tumis mase, let's say, nevel is metame b'mase, zoiv is metame b'mase, reik shel zov is metame b'mase, all tumis mase, without any exceptions, are metame odom metame begodim. That's the seder of tumis masa. Tumis masa is metame odom begodim. So memele, that's how tumis masa works. So now if I'll say dayoi, so I'll make up this a new type of tumis masa. Dayoi will make up saberia. I mean, this is a new type of tumis masa. That you can't say. If it has Tumas Masa, this is a set. Tumas Masa comes with Tumas Begodim. Shemetzin Shum Dova Shemetame B'Masa Shemetame Odom Metame Begodim. So this is as Anshudi. There is no such klal. Hale'el Amrinin Ki Yagavna L'Rab Tarfin. The Gemara said before, Ahani kal v'choyma l'nezek sholem, our Rab Tarfon, that holds heiche demifrech kal v'choyma l'emrin in daye. So we say, keren tam b'chotzer anizek pays nezek sholem, v'hani daye l'migufoy, but it'll pay nezek sholem migufoy. So now, where do you see such a thing, nezek sholem migufoy? There's no such din tashlumim. But Rab Tarfon says, so here there'll be such a din tashlumim. What should I do? That means I have a kalvachayma. The kalvachayma lemais is telling me that I should pay nezik sholem, I can't tam b'chotza anizik, so I'll pay nezik sholem. Then I'll have daye, and I'll say, but it can only be migufoy. This is a queer and awkward nezik sholem, but, that's how the limud goes. The limud of kavuchayma goes with a hagbola of dayoy. So memele, if I'm learning nezik sholem with a kavuchayma, I have to say dayoy. So where did I see such a thing? Here I'll see such a thing. There'll be a nezik sholem migufoy. Case number one. V'chein lekama, the Gemara later, kabi mapetz amrina, the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to learn how to kal v'chema, a mapetz is a mat. And the Gemara wants to know if a mat is metame bi oil ameis. And the Gemara learns out a kal v'chema from pachim ktanim, madoch pachim ktanim, which are not mitama yideizov, or mitama boyalameis, is mapitz. That's mitama yideizov, metras hazov, it's sicher should be mitama yideizov. So I'm learning out mapitz boyalameis from mapitz yidei metras hazov. That's how, that's the safe din of the kal v'chema. But just like mapitz, that azov is metame b'medres, about the givis and the ilmei should be metame. A kabuchem from pachim ktanim that azov is not metame, that meis is metame. Fine. So the Gemara says, name a kabuchem that a mapet should be metame boy la meis, but name a day is only metame tumas erev because you're learning out from medres azov a mapet of medres azov. Medres azov is only metame tumas erev. That means you can tell yourself in that night, it becomes toil. So memele, so mapets boil amei should have the dinim of mapets of medras hazov. That's what the Gemara says for it. Chel kama gabi mapets amrinin ani kal v'chaim l'tumas ered ani dai l'tumas zayin. Zektois v'sfaaf al pi deloy metzinu ndova negeh b'meish l'yitam zayin. There's also no such thing. Something that touches a maize is a tumizayin. So memele, but the Gemara wanted to say, but the midah of dayoy will make different dinim. Here I'm learning a tumis mapets boil a maize from a kalbochayma. So it's mukbal of the midah of dayoy. So it means you don't say, oh, it's a weird type of tumah. I don't find such a thing b'chola terekula. Now you'll find. That's kal v'chaima with dayoy. So Tosis is asking, a moira dike kashe. So I don't understand, Tosis says, einoch enami. I can learn now from a midah of a kal v'chaima that shechvezere is metame b'masa. That's the midah of the kal v'chaima. But it's metame odom and not begodov. So I'll say the kal v'chaima, hani kal v'chaima v'hani day. V'shemo yesh lono lechalak. So Tosfos says, no, maybe we could differentiate. Maybe the teretz I said is a good teretz. There's no such concept of tumas masa without tumas begodim. You can't make such a tumas masa comes with tumas begodim. Ah, yeah, brother Raya, we have nezek sholim migufoy. We don't find nezek sholim that is migufoy. We find tumas mapetz a tumas erev and not a tumas shivir. So Tosfos says, the nezek sholem umigufoy shnei dvorim hein. These are two distinct halachas, which means as follows. Nezek sholem is the amount of the damage I'm a chuyif to pay. Nezek sholem, you have to pay the complete damage. Migufoy is pshat is am I achroy to pay the damages, or it's like a corporation, you can only mon from the shoyl. So these are two distinct halachas. One halach is the amount of the damages that has to be paid, that's nezek sholem. There's another halach, who's responsible to pay, the bailim? Or you can only mount from the gufasha. So these are two distinct halachas. So if I'll tell you, you're mechuyev to pay nezek sholem and be gufa, you look at me, how could it be? Why can't it be? These are two distinct halachas. In the kamos of the tashlumim, you need have to pay nezek sholem. But the achroi on the payment is only the gufasha. You can, I don't find such a thing. See, you'll find such a thing. But the concept is an understandable concept. That means you can have one without the other. Vein ze lachatsoi. Vein le kamo. Taisi said, I'll have tumis mapets tumis erev. Yesh dvorim anoigin b'mei shein lem tumis zayin. Vein nasim ova tumis. Ki goin oichle, no mashkin. It becomes a rishin le tumis. Mestomad is a din tumis erev. Mestom you could be make hashoka with mashkin. So tumis erev a kli cheres. This also, there is such a thing. Avol hoche kiven sheyesh bay tumis masse iyevsha liyos lachatzoim. Tumis masse, that's odom abgodim. That's how it comes. That means, let us say, a bad marshal, but if a person would want to say with a cheshbon, at all tumis, if you touch with the finger, if a person touches, the whole person becomes tummy. And this tumah will touch with his finger, and the finger becomes tumah. There's no such thing. Tumah smagis, if you touch with the finger, that's matama the whole person. Tumah masa, it's a set. Odom of God, it doesn't, you can't split it. That's tumah masa, tumah masa. The person who's melubish b'godim is carrying a dovah shematama. So the whole person who ulavusha become tumah. That's how the tumah works. You can't split it up in half. That's what Taisha says. Gewalt. Yevshali is lachatzim. You can't have such a thing. And Taisha says, I'll prove to you that there is such a concept. You can't make impossibilities because of the loch of Dayah. V'chein b'perikamed b'psochim. The Gemara in Psochim Yalfinin Mashkin Haboin Machmas Sheretz Mi Mashkin Haboin Machmas Kli. Now let us just for 1 minute understand what Taisus is talking about. There's a pasuk in the Torah that you had a tunnel and a sheretz fell into the tunnel. Ba'avir atano, a kli cheres is mekabel tume ba'aviroi. So now you have a very interesting mice over here. The sheretz is an avatume, is metame the tano baviroi, so the tano becomes a rishon letume. Now it says in the pasuk b'chol mashka sheyishosa b'chol kli yitmo. So we learn out that the tano will be metame the mashke inside. So the mashke will become a sheni. So this, we have an often a posik. A sheretz is metame a keli. A keli is metame mashke. And in the case of the Torah, I know that a keli, which is a rishain, makes a mashke a sheni. That is a posik in the Torah. Now the Gemara asks, what is the din if a sheretz will touch a mashke? Will the mashke become tummy? Moses, it's a kal v'chaima. Ma doch asheretz is metame a keli. And the keli is metame the mashke. So vade givis, if the sheretz touches the mashke will be tummy. A beautiful kal v'chaima. The one makes this kal v'chaima. Now let's see Taisvis. The Gemara says, v'chaim be'kama de psochim yalfinen mashkin. Haboin machmas sheretz, mi mashke haboin machmas keli. That if a mashke habo machmas keli, that means if a sheretz was metama keli, the keli became a rishon, so the mashke are tmeim and they become a sheini. Some vadi givis, if the sheretz touched the mashke will zicha be tama. Fine. Now, let me ask a pertinent question. When the sheretz touches the mashkin, what darg is the mashkin? So the mashkin is a rishin. The mashkin, when the sheretz is an av, the mashkin is a rishin. So I can't show you a bit, I don't understand. You're learning out mashkin habo machmas sheretz from mashkin haboin machmas kli machmas sheretz. The mashkin haboin machmas kli are a sheni. Now I'm learning about mashkin habo machmas sheretz from mashkin habo machmas kli. So say dayoi. Why didn't you say dayoi? you're learning out of Kal Vachomer. The Kal Vachomer is telling me that a sheretz is metame mashkin, and let's say die, to show me, make it a sheni. So why didn't you say it? The loy matzino dova hanegeh b'sheretz lo yeirishen. There's no such thing. If you touch a sheretz, he can't skip a darge. If it's mekabel tumah from the sheretz, it has to be a rishen. I don't know if it's mekabel tumah from a sheretz. I only have the posik that's mekabel tumah from a tanu. I don't know if it's mekabel tumah from a sheretz. That thing was says, I have mekabel chayma. If it's mekabel tumah from a tanu, it's mekabel tumah from a sheretz. It's ich mekabel tumah from a sheretz. Fine. But the minute it's mekabel tumah from a sheretz, I can't say dayoy to make an impossibility. Something that touches an avatumah becomes fine. So Memela, we have here a Yesodis the Ketosvis that Dayoi, he can't say Dayoi in all cases. It has to be something that is Eila Ladas. There is such a concept. But if Dayoi is going to make an impossibility which is not Eila Ladas, then you don't say Dayoi. The Imtaima, but Ketosvis, it's Moiridik. This Taisus is persistent. Taisus didn't want to go further. Velema, fine, I accept everything you said. Velema dahani kabochayme lemage, letame odom, letame begodim kiroikai. Fine. Now, let us say the kabochayme is telling me that shikvazera is metame odom, metame begodim kiroikai. Now, this is teaching me already something. The mag of shikvazera is only metame odom. The mag of shikvazera vazov is metame odom, metame begodim like roikai. Roikai is also metame odom, metame begodim bimago. Vahani daye lafuki mi masa. We'll say masa, it's not metame in ganzen. So now I have everything. Kabuchim is teaching me that Sheikh Vazara is metame b'mage letame b'godov. So now I'm learning something from the Kabuchim. And I'll say daye, it won't be metame b'masa, because I'm learning out from Sheikh Vazara v'toyer. Sheikh Vazara v'toyer is not metame b'masa. So I'll say daye, that Sheikh Vazara v'zov also won't be metame b'masa. V'yesh loima, so Taisu says, honami havelachate. This can't be. Lay ashkechen midi, shemagoi metame odom letame begodim, shleyetame bemase. There's no such thing. Such a thing that is metame bemagoi odom begodov, it's ich metame bemase. V'adarate, ashkechen melkov, I find by melkov, melkov azov, Bereish meseches kelim, shemagoi metame odom, v'lei letame begodim. If you touch a merkov, it's metame odom, v'lei letame begodim. Umasoi, and if you carry a merkov, metame odom, letame begodim. So I see that the maso is always more chomer than the maga. That means I have such a concept, mega, maga, merkov, is not metame begodim. Masa ha-melkov is metame odom metame begodim. So for me to end up by saying that the mage of shikvezarei of azov will be metame odom metame begodim, and there won't be a tumas masa, that's also an impossibility, because tumas masa is always more shriach than tumas maga letame begodim. Taisus is weiter persistent. Vim toima, fine. Leima hani kavochayma lamasa. Let's say the kavochayma is lamasa. And you're right, masa is metame odom, metame begodim. Yeah, al tans and gans. Vahani daye lafuki magoishli yetame ela odom lachudei vilei letame begodim. So Taisus says, fine, now all your terutzim lech are botel and mavutel. I'm going to say as follows. I'm going to say that that the masa of Shichva Zariya Bazov will be Metama Odom L'Tamei Begodim, because that has to be. If you have two masa, it goes automatically L'Tamei Odom L'Tamei Begodim. The tumis ma, and I'll say dayoy, and the tumis mag of the shichvazer of azov, that will only be mitama odom and not be mitama begodim. And I see that maga is killed and masa. I just proved it before from Merkev. Merkev, maga, Merkev is mitama odom. And Masa Melkev is Metam Odom L'Tamei Begodim. So I have all the concepts which apply in Memela, let's say Daya. That Taisvis Kash. So Taisvis says, Hanami Lesa. Sheidini Kemelkev. Taisvis said, let the Shichva Zari of Azov be like Melkev, that it's Metam Odom B'mage, mitame, odom b'godim b'masa. The la pirchi, because this is also an impossibility. The loy, why? The masa, the loy ksiv beklal. Tumis masa beklal, it doesn't say by shichvezer. Tumis masa, the whole limud is from the kal v'chaymer. Is yalfine mi kal v'chaymer? And we say it's metame b'odom metame b'godim. U'maged chsivei tumis maged says by shichvazera loynovi lecholded maged roit mikal v'chayma. That means that also can't be to be machmer and masa more than maged. If tumis maged the Torah mentioned already. And Tumis Masa is only learned out from a Kalvachem, that's also an impossibility. So Memela, that's what Taisva says, that we can't say such a cheshbon, that Maga should be Metama Odom, and Masa should be Metama Odom of God. Fine. So Al Kaponim, now we understand this Tana perfectly. This Tana holds that, you say, and that is why we learn out that Shichvas Zaroi Shelzov is like Roike Shelzov, and it's Metame B'maga B'masa, and then Metame B'godim. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Uman Tane the Shamet Lai. Who is this Tane? The Omar Shichva Zere Shozov Metame B'masa. As we have here a Tane, the Sani will learn Tabaraisa, and he made a Kalvachayme, and we explained everything. Who is this Tane? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you who he's not. He's Loi Rabbi Loza, V'Loi Rabbi Yeshua. Because Sai Rabbi Loza and Sai Rabbi Yeshua hold that Shichvazare Shalzov is not Metame B'masa, period. This not. We learned that Mishneh, Shichvaz, the Sanya, Shichvaz Zera Shalzov Metame B'mage, Ve'ein Metame B'masa. So the Gemara says, we hear that Tana, we have here two Tanoim in Abaraisa. The Sanya, Shichvaz Zera Shalzov Metame B'mage, Ve'ein metame b'masa. It's not metame b'masa. And between you and me, Mistama Rabbi Loza doesn't hold like Rabbi Taufman. So you say dayoy. You say dayoy. So it's not metame b'masa. Sheikh Bezer shows off it's not metame b'masa. Divi Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Yeshua Oime. Rabbi Yeshua also holds not like Rabbi Taufman. But Rabbi Yeshua says, "Af metame b'masa." Why? Lefi shi efsha b'loy tzichtzuchei zive.
That means the Shichvas Zera of Azov, when the Shichvas Zera comes out, there has to be small particles of Ziva that also comes out, that comes together with it. And the Ziva is Metama B'masa. So that's why I'll tell you, Shichvas Zera of Azov is Metama B'masa, not Mitzad the Shichvas Zera Shaboy, Mitzad the Ziva Shaboy. Now, just let's go off on a tangent for 1 minute. There's a famous Mordechai that asks Akasha, let the Ziva become bottled to the Shichva Zera. I mean, some Reiva Shichva Zera, there's some particles of Ziva there. So let, we have a cloud, becomes bottled by Reiva. So the Mordechai says two terutzim. But it's a Yisrael, it's the Gemotra. One Teretz, he says it's Nikar. You can tell if you want. I don't know if you need a microscope. You can tell Mestom, if you're looking at the Sheikh Vazai, you'll see the Ziva, you'll see. So it's a Pasnish Kambitl. When it's Nikar, it's a Pasnish Kambitl. And then he says, this is the famous Motrai, he says that the whole Din Bittl is, if you had two entities, and then they became this Arev, so then the meat becomes bottle and the rive. But if it's Neilad Betaruvis, this is a very famous Mordechai, that if the whole mixture of meat and rive was Neilad Betaruvis, that means it wasn't when they came out from the Zov, you had this Shechvazer, you had Ziva in it, so it's Neilad, it comes together. If it's Neilad B'taruvis, there's no din Bittel, and this is a famous, and therefore, there's a halacha in Hilchas Chalitza, if an Isha was spat, and blood came out, so the din is that it's a good yirik, it's a good spitting, because he have shaloye hey boy some roik in there. That means a full of blood came out, but the zicha some roik there also. So therefore it's a good chalitza, because there was roik that came out. So he says, let the roik become bottle to the dam. Let the roik become bottle to the dam. So he says, this teretz, because it was Neilad B'taruvis, when it came out from the goof, it comes out B'taruvis, so there's no Din Bittl. The Michas Avram says, our Seichel would be even Hapachol. This is the Astoria. This is what the Mordechai says. The Mordechai says, Neilad B'taruvis is, if they originate together, then each one stands at its own 2 feet, I'm a bottle to you. If each one was separate, and then it became the Sarev and Roiv, then there's it in the middle Roiv. Anyway, let's go back to, so this is Rabbi Yeshua says, Av metame b'masa, lefishiev shebeloitzich tzuchei ziva. So the ziva also, sa'ad kalori komri Rabbi Yeshua hosam, oshiev shebeloitzich tzuchei ziva. Rabbi Yeshua also holds like Rabbi Elazar, the Shichva Zer is not Metama B'masa. He says, it's not B'masa because of the Tzichsuch Eziv. Allah V'Ochiloi. So the Gemara says, so who is this Tana? We have Rabbi Sabaraisa that learned out from the Kal V'Chaymer that Shichva Zer is Shalzov Shibi Metama B'masa. Who is he? Elahai Tana who, this man, we learned in the Mishnah, Lamaila mehen zoivoi shelzov. The Mishnah in Kalim speaks about yet ovei satume sheretz v'shichvezera v'tomei meis. These are the three ovei satume, which are matama b'make. Lamaila mehem. Now this is matama b'mase zoivoi shelzov. V'roikoi v'shichvezaroi umei meraglov. These are the mayones of Azov, which are metame b'masa. So it's more chama. V'damanide. Metame in b'im b'mage, b'im b'masa. So Memela, I found a Tana that says Sheikh Vazara is Metama Bemasa. Frekte Gemara, where do you see this is a new Tana? Vidilma Chinami, maybe also Rabbi Yeshua, Fishiev Shabalaitzich Tsuchaizive. He doesn't, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, Yev Shabalaitzich Tsuchaizive. So the Gemara says, Im Kain, if the reason it's Metame Bemasa is because of the Tzichtzuche Zive Lisnaye Gabe Zoivoy, Maishma Dektoni Lo Gabe Roike, El Mishum Da Osi Miroike. So Moira de Kizach, HaChazal learned a Mishnah. The Mishnah said that there are five things which are Metame Bemasa. Zoiv, Roik, Sheikh Vezera. So the Gemara asks, why didn't he say, if the reason that Sheikh Vezera's mitam is because of the Zoiv, so the Seder should be Zoiv Sheikh Vezera. Why did he put Reik in the middle? If the whole reason of Tumat Sheikh Vezera is because of the Zoiv, so he should put Sheikh Vezera next to Zoiv. He put it next to Reik to tell you that the Din Tumas Mas of Sheikh Vezera is Nilmed Mikal Vachayma Mireik. That's why he put it next to Reik. So when the Tana wrote the Mishnah, not every word is gezeilt, but where the Seder of every word was also said with Abmoyredike Kavone. He put Sheikh Vezera after Reik to tell you the halacha that Sheikh Vezera is metame b'masa is nilmedes miroik. So if you know the din Reik, I'll tell you the din of Sheikh Vezera. Let us see Rashi. Midi dover ach ksiv. Another we learned already. Man tane the shabbat lay the kamrit maika bochem mapit mage or masse. Money, who is this tane? Le Rabbi Eleza, le Rabbi Yeshua. Amayle hemi gimel oveis atumeis, v'sheretz v'shich v'zera v'tomeimeis, tektoni la'el, v'hach masnisim v'meseches keilim. The first oveis atumeis v'ena metame lo b'mago, and this is metame b'masa. Zoiva yishel zov, v'kulu hanach mefosh b'perek damnidid metame b'masa. Im kein lisne shich v'zera gabi zoiv. Why is it mentioned after Roik? The Osim Roik, Ked Gamrin Elel, Ma Toher Betoher. Fine. Zog the Gemara Vaita. Oma Le Rav Achem Midifte Le Ravine. Voho Hai Tane, I have another Tane, Le Dorish Dayoi. I have another Tane, because this Tane you told me, He holds like a Ptarfen. I have a different Tane that doesn't hold of Daya period, but I forgot the Loi Mifrich Kalvachim. And now the Gemara is going to be Mavara who this Tane is, because this is a difficult thing to say a Tane doesn't hold of Daya. So he brings the sign you will enter in a Baraisa. Mapats Bemeis Minayim. How do we know that a mat is mekabel tume bo'oyel ha'meis. Now, let's see Rashi, in order to appreciate what the shayl is, let's see what Rashi says. Mapatz be'meis minayim, shemetamei. Lana, what's the shayl? Lofi shenema be'meis kabe midyon, kol beged, v'chol klior. A mapatz, a mat, v'ze einoi loy bechlal beged, so in Kli Midyon it says all the dvorim amekablim tume from ameis and mapats doesn't fall into any of these categories. Minayin shefeluhu metame boil ameis. How do you know a mat is metame? It's not a kli eitz. It's not a beged. It's not a kliya. How do I know that it is metame boil ameis? That is the Shaila. Vidinu, so the Gemara says we're going to make a Kal Vachayma. Vidinu. Uma pachim ktanim, shetahoyrim bezov. Pachim Ktanim means a small jar of a klicheres, a minute jar that has a minute opening of a klicheres. Now we know that a klicheres is only mekabel tume mitoichoi. That means the tume has to enter the keli in order for the keli to be mekabel tume. All other kelim are mekabel tume migaboy. That means you touch it from the outside, it's mekabel tume. A klicheres is only mekabel tume mitoichoi. Now, if you have a small minute jar with a small opening, so memele, a zov cannot be metame, can't stick his finger in, because we're talking about a small jar that the finger of a zov will not fit in there. So he can't stick his, the opening is so minute, the finger of a zov can't stick in. So he can't be metame bemage. Fine. Now, let's just see the Kal Vachomer, and then we'll see Rashi. So we're making a Kal Vachomer from Pachim Ktanim. Uma Pachim Ktanim, Shetahirim Bezov. Azov cannot be metame a minute kli cheres with a minute opening. Metame bemeis, it says kol kli posuach. This week's parshim, it says kol kli posuach, as long as it has an opening. The Torah does not give us measurements how big the opening has to be. If you know the minutest opening, is mekabel tume ba'oil ha'meis. So I have a kal v'chaima, ma pachim ktanim, shetoirem bezov metame, b'meis is metame ba'oil ha'meis. Mapitz, shemetame bezov, mapitz, a mat, that's metame b'medres hazov, ein edin sheyetame b'meis. Fine. So I'm learning out, if a mapitz is metame b'medres hazov, Avad the Gevis, it's metame ba'oyel ha'meis. Ukamaisi lo, I'm learning, so in other words, I'm learning oyel ha'meis from medras hazov. Just like hazov is metame ha'mapet, so an oyel meis will be metame ha'mapet. Ukamaisi lo, bein letumas erev, bein letumas shive. But I'm learning out that ha'mapet is metame tuva shive. V'amai, eima ahani kal v'chayma l'tumas erev. Let us say the kal v'chayma helps l'tumas erev, that means without the kal v'chayma, it wouldn't be metame at all b'oyel ha'meis, because it's not a kli'er, it's not a beged, it's not a kli'eitz. So memela, without a kal v'chayma, it wouldn't be metame at all. Now the Kal Vachomer, we have a Kal Vachomer from Medres Hazov. The Mapetz is Mekabel Tumah b'Medres Hazov, she Mekabel Tumah b'Oyel HaMeis. Fine. But let us say, so the Kal Vachomer will tell me, it's Mekabel Tumah b'Oyel HaMeis, just like it's Mekabel Tumah b'Medres Hazov. But then we'll say, Dayoy, that just like b'Medres Hazov, it's only a Tumas Erev, that after became Tomei, it doesn't have to be Tomei 7 days. So Mapitz, Boil HaMeis, also should only be Heva Tumas Erev. And the Stana learns out that a Mapitz, Boil HaMeis, is Metame Tumas Shive. Gemaisi lo bein le Tumas Erev, bein le Tumas Shive. V'amai yeim ahani kal v'choyma l'tumas erev. V'ani dayoy lafuke tumas shive. So this is Amira de Kekashe. Here you don't have ifrich kal v'choyma, and you have a tane that does not say dayoy. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Pachim tanim tohiren bezov b'chol tumoisov. All the tumis that azov is metame are not applicable by pachim ktanim. The klicheres eini metame ela meaviroi. The tumah has to enter the keli. mitoich shepiv sheloitza, and since pachim ktanim, the mouth of the keli is very minute, very small, ein yochel lahachnis as boil soichel. So it can't be metame b'mage, because he has to get toichoi, a finger of his off is too big to enter pachim ktanim. Ule medres nami loichozi, for the zov to sit on top of it, it's also loichozi, it's not oimid le medres hazov. Ubeheset nami, and the azov is metama beheset. Beheset means that if the, let us imagine for 1 minute, we have a seesaw. We'll have on one side a keli, on the lower side we'll have a keli, and we have on the higher side of the seesaw we'll have a zov. The zov will sit down on the higher side, so by sitting down on it, automatically lifts up the lower side. That's called tumas hesed. It's tumas hesed. He moved, his kovid moved a keli, so it's metame beheset. Azov is metame beheset. He didn't touch it. He moved it to his kovid. So that's tumas hesed. So lechayre, the tumas hesed should be applicable by a pachim ktanim ochel. We'll make the same scenario by pachim ktanim. So Rashi says, beheset nami lochi afke rachmona lehesed kli cheres bizov beloshin mage. When the Torah is speaking about hesed, the Torah said, Ukli cheres ashayiga boy hazov, which does not mean that the zov touched it. It means the zov was masited, and but it means hesed. So why did the Torah write a loshen negiya? Ochenafkalon the zov metame behesed lemeima, but the Torah said a loshen negiya. The chol shein eloy letame b'magoy and metame beseite. But the Torah is giving us guidelines. That the Torah is giving us guidelines that even though that the Hesed Azov is only Metama Keli, that the Zov can be Metama Magoi. So therefore, Pachim Ktanim that is not cannot be Metama Bemag is not Metama Behesed. Agavulcha, I don't understand. Rashi says that a zov cannot be metame mitoichai because his finger doesn't fit in. But why can't he be metame b'mayonoisov, the roikoi, or meiraglov? That's also metame. It's an avatume. So I don't know, klol, somehow you need the gufasov, the mayonis, somehow. He was talking about the gufasov can't be metame. Metama boy lameis tchsi v'chol kli pasuach beize kli shetumosay kedemus lepischay. Which kli is there that the tumah depends on the pesach? Haboy mezekli cheres usif tomeyu b'afilu piv tzar. Even though he has a minute opening, reyoloi lahayel olav sots kabel tumasayil ma'apet shemetama bezov sheroy lemishkev tchsiv hamishkev ashishkev. All of a kamaisile mapeche tome bemei zayin yomim kisha kelim shaboy lameis lehani dayil mutei tome shive tazov le metamalei bemishkovei ele tumes erev.